how do you ultimately want this game to be remembered by wrestling fans?
Well, when we set out to do this, we wanted to make people aware that there are things you can do in wrestling games that have never been done. And we want to build this over time. You know, once the game's out, we're going to throw so much more at this. That's really the starting point. That's the start of the development, once the game's out. Because then we'll get all the feedback from people. We'll you know, release updates as frequently as we possibly can. We'll get new match types in there, new characters in there, new game modes, new everything. And we want to build on it, but we want to do things that have never been done before. I mean, if you look at when we first announced the animation system, you know, we had the tired moves, we had the power moves, we had the high risk moves where you can do self damage to yourself. These are concepts that had never been done before. So I think if you look at some of the things that we announced, right, between the tired moves, the 3-tier animation system, these are the limb damage system. These are things nobody was ever doing before. And yeah, now 2K are going to beat us to the punch with a couple of them, but they're not going to beat us to the punch with finisher to finisher reversals with the damage system that I know about. And hopefully, once the game's out, we'll add a ton more new features that have never been seen before. You know, we can do things because we don't have the license to worry about. So we can do things that don't, you know, match types that have never been seen before. Did you say you was watching StarCade 98?
Yes.
I think the pay-per-view after StarCade 98 was sold out. And I'm pretty sure that had something like a stun gun ladder match.
Yeah, it was like Bam Bam Bigelow and Scott Hall, or Goldberg and Bam Bam Bigelow, or something like that. They were all involved after Nash won the title from Goldberg because Scott Hall interfered and whatnot. Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, that's a match type that I've never seen before, right? A stun gun ladder match. So maybe that's something that we see in 5-star. You know, maybe mm-hmm. we'll get the stun gun in there. Maybe we'll get something else in there that you're not going to see in the WWE games. And then we've got things like, you know, we built Wrestling Manager on the iPhone. Could we possibly get Wrestling Manager in there as a game mode? You know, that was kind of like the ultimate team of the wrestling world. And can we get stuff like that going? What you're just not going to see in the other product. And you know, we're not coming at this. This isn't a $60 product or anything. You're not going to buy this on a disc. This is a digital download. We're going to expand on it. Everybody that gets the game will have access to the internet and will have downloaded it, so we can constantly push updates out of people. And we're very open to feedback. You know, we're very active on our Facebook page. If people want to come and tell us what they want to see, you know, we. Part of the reason that we rejigged some of the reversal system was because some of the feedback was, hey, why don't you try this? And that's really how we want to do this. We want to, you know, we want to get as many people involved as we can and just build on it after that.